Welcome to another episode of The Collective, where you will hear all things collecting and much, much more. I'm getting very good at that. I am your co-host, Zach Mo, a.k.a. Pepperidge Farm Remembers.
What? And I'm your host, Collector. Pepperidge Farm Remembers.
Pepperidge Farm Remembers.
I'm Collector, a.k.a. Shickhouse.
Wildly confused.
Yeah, you can call me Shickhouse. Isn't Pepperidge Farms like a lunch meat company?
Don't they make cookies?
They make bread.
Maybe, they make cookies.
I thought of lunch meat for some reason, so I said Shickhouse.
No. Oscar Mayer makes lunch meat. I don't know if Jimmy Dean does.
Jimmy Dean makes breakfast sandwiches and breakfast sausages and shit.
Right. There is another brand, Hillshire Farms.
Hillshire Farms, maybe that's what I was thinking of. So wait, why did you say that? What is Pepperidge Farms Remembers?
I'm pretty sure it was a part from Family Guy.
Oh wait, I just found that on Reddit.
It's Family Guy.
It's way before that. Back in the 70s or 80s, they had TV commercials with an elderly gentleman saying, "Remember when quality and care went into baking cookies? Pepperidge Farm remembers."
There you go.
And then I guess obviously Family Guy adapted that.
Yeah. I don't remember what they said in Family Guy, but I'm pretty sure it was funny.
Well, Pepperidge Farm remembers. That's good. That's more of like a company slogan. My AKA does not fit that at all.
No.
I'm your co-host, Collector, a.k.a. No Jingles or Mascots.
Okay.
NJM Insurance Company. That's their slogan.
Okay. That's fun.
Yeah, I was having a great time with that.
Yeah, me too.
So we're back after a week off.
That we are.
And let me tell you, it feels like it's been longer than a week. The market has been crazy. The stream has been crazy. Life's been crazy.
Everything's just crazy.
Yeah, man. So why don't we start off with you telling us how your past couple weeks in collecting has been?
Pretty solid, actually. So we got in that new, you got in that new Japanese set, which I cannot remember the name.
There's two different translations. I've been calling it Super Electric Breaker. And now it's being referred to more commonly as Supercharged Breaker, but
okay. Well, I bought a box because you had them and you were ripping a ton of it, and I had a little bit of FOMO, so I was like, "Hey, it's not expensive. Let me buy a box." And guess what I pulled?
I know what you pulled because I pulled it. Tell the listeners who weren't maybe in the stream. Shout out Liquid Death, sponsor me.
The SIR Pikachu, and I'm pretty sure I'm still the only one in the Collectors Club who has pulled it.
That is correct. Well, at least on my stream.
Yeah. You all suck. I'm kidding. So I pulled it. I got it. I sold it. In a matter of a week. But that was pretty dope to pull that. I actually really like the set. We could talk about that later, if anything. Set's pretty dope. What else did I do? So I went to Pennsylvania this past weekend. And we were looking at through all the antique shops in this little town. It was adorable. As we did for a bachelor party, we went antiquing. It was awesome. Found a little card shop, like a old school games kind of shop. They had 151 poster collections and Zapdos boxes for dirt fucking cheap. The poster collections were $16. Zapdos boxes were $26. So that was pretty dope. And the guy understood that they're not supposed to be that, but he was like, "I'm just, you know, trying to make a buck." I was like, "I respect that." So naturally, what did we do? We got them all.
That's the way. How many people were there
when I bought them? Me, George, Carl. Shout out Carl. He just started listening to the podcast.
Carl was supposed to be here tonight. What happened?
I haven't talked to him.
All right. We'll get him on next week.
Me, George, Carl, and Tom. It was just the four of us.
Okay, so you ripped like 4 to 6 boxes or 8 boxes or something between you guys?
George bought a box, Carl bought a box, and I bought one box to rip.
Nice, okay. And then I have
the rest. Carl pulled absolutely shit. You suck, Carl.
Wow.
It's okay. It's all right. George got the AR Bulbasaur.
Banger. Money back on either box.
And I pulled, which I completely forgot until just now, the SIR Zapdos.
Sick.
That's awesome. And the Tangela Art Rare.
Yeah, that. So fun fact on that SIR Zapdos, I don't know how clean it is. You can send me pictures if you want, but the current population in a BGS black label on that card in English is zero, which means the first one that grades a BGS black label 10 will sell for an astonishing amount of money.
I don't think it'll black label only because I touched it.
Whatever I touched. It is extremely difficult to get a BGS 10, black label 10.
I don't even think you'd get a PSA 10 because I've never graded something that got a PSA 10.
I haven't gotten you any 10s yet.
No, you've gotten me a bullshit 7.
Yeah, that was rough.
You've gotten me a Blastoise 9, a Venusaur 9. We did get 10s. The Perrin Arcanine. Perrin
Gravel. Oh, yeah. And they were sequential 10s.
Yeah.
Yep. Some I remember. Yep. And I bought you the Arcanine or Growlithe, whichever one it was.
You bought me the Growlithe, but yeah. I did buy the Arcanine off of you. It was a PSA 10 population 3.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I like those low pop slabs. I actually have a little pile for grading this week with some low pop stuff in it. I don't know why. I just think it's interesting.
That's pretty dope.
Speaking of low pop stuff, I have some really cool Power Rangers stuff on the way back. Some low pop Power Ranger stuff coming back.
I'm very excited for you.
Yeah.
I bought a BB gun. I collected that.
Yep. I saw
only
I saw
one other person. Well, no, there's three people, I think, that follow me on Instagram. Shout out Haley, because she finally followed me. Apparently, it was a, what's the word she used?
A trap?
No, it was like a, she felt bad. So she followed me.
Sympathy.
Yes. Sympathy follow. Yep. So I don't know if she saw it, but I also did. I did post a picture of it, of me with my cool new BB gun ready. It's too far away right now or else I pull it out.
I'm sure. Dude, as soon as I saw the picture, I was like, he's playing Red Dead in real life right now. He thinks he is a character in Red Dead.
I bought this new knife.
I don't think you can show that on YouTube.
Well, they couldn't see it. Well, then how do people do cooking shows?
Oh, maybe you can. You're right. No. There's knife reviews. You're right. You can show that. I think it's put it closer to the camera. Your background thing's not on. I'm trying to see the brand.
Oh, it's Mossy Oak. It's a piece of shit.
No, Mossy Oak's dope. They make not regular camo. What's the name of the camo they make?
Realtree.
Yeah.
So it was like a little box set. It came with that. This is my machete.
That you've had the same one,
yeah, and it came with this one, which is a a fixed blade, so it doesn't go in.
Yep, always good to have a solid fixed blade. I'm a big fan of having at least one good fixed blade in your collection.
And it came with a multi-tool, which I think I might have put in my bag,
dude. We got to find somebody in the knife community or the multi-tool community to come on here. I have the reason I'm bringing it up is because you just said multi-tool. I have a bone to pick with Leatherman. All right.
Why?
So I have a Leatherman here. Well, you can't really see it because I have the background thing on. I have a Leatherman here. It's called a Leatherman Blast. BLAST. Mm-hmm. Now Leatherman, this is old. This is I don't even know what year this thing came out. It's old. They don't make it anymore. But Leatherman has been making new and improved, quote unquote, Leathermans for like years after this model, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really hard to see. Oh, there you go. You can see the waves right here.
Yeah.
Those are for your fingers so that you have comfort in the grip. There's no other Leathermans that have this.
Mine doesn't have that.
Why?
You don't mind. Why is
the
Leatherman
Blast the only one that has that? They're so comfortable.
Mine is engraved with Zachmo.
I know. I saw yours is dope. It's a Surge, right? The black one.
I don't remember the name of it.
I think it's a Surge. That's a machete. That is not a Leatherman.
No. Well, my Leatherman is behind the computer and I'm not going.
Yeah. I keep my, well, I happen to have mine like right in front of me, but I've used this Leatherman for years And I've tried new Leathermans because I like the advances in some of the other technology they've come up with. They have like bits that you can change out so that you can have like, you know, multiple different size screw tips. And they're none of them are as comfortable as the Blast. I can use that thing as an actual pair of pliers and it's extremely comfortable.
So I love Leatherman.
If you're listening, which I'm sure you are because we're world famous, include the finger grippy wave things on the next Leatherman that you put out, please. A little pew pew.
A little pew pew. Pew pew pew. Bang bang. So yeah, I do collect.
You just got a pile of tools in front of you. We'll call them tools.
I keep everything right next to me. Because you never know who's going to try to bust into your house in New York City.
Yeah, dude. I got my my security right here. Bing!
The fuck is that?
It's a very, very small like keychain knife.
What is that going to do?
It's what I open boxes with.
Oh. That's not going to protect you.
No.
But if somebody comes in, I'll shoot them in the eye with this metal BB.
You'll shoot your eye out. I don't know. I think we talked about knives on one episode. I don't remember if I have any in this room right now. I might have my my Boker Dessert Warrior in the room. I can look while we continue to talk.
Okay.
Did you collect anything else this week, or was that it? Oh, I do have it. I can
BB gun. I got the knives, the multi-tool, which I really like. Because the multi-tool is also Mossy Oak Realtree. So it's camo, which I absolutely love, if you don't know me. Like my phone, my case is Realtree camo. What am I looking at?
That's my Boker Dessert Warrior.
Nice. Ooh.
This thing is insane, dude. It's like a donut pattern. Like it's got like cupcake sprinkles on the...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to look at. The color.
Yeah. And it's got like a bright blue blade, but it's a massive knife. It's ridiculous.
This one stays next to me.
Nice. Very nice. I feel like I've shown that on the podcast.
I think you have, yeah. I think you have.
Who knows? Anyway, it stays in the drawer because it's one of the most useless things I own. I'll never do anything with that other than
play with it.
Show people. That's cool. Useless.
So is that all I collected this weekend? I also collected good memories with my friends.
Nice. Priceless.
Shout out Carl because he listens.
Shout out the homie Carl. Yeah, Carl joined the collectors club too. He came in and bought some Fusion Strike and he Fusion struck out, unfortunately.
It's true. But yeah, we went up for George's bachelor party.
Shout out George. Happy bachelor party weekend, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. He needed it. He needed a relaxing weekend. That's not good. Wedding planning. Yeah.
George came out and visited at Con. It was really cool to meet him. So shout out George.
That's right. You have met George.
Mm-hmm.
Cool dude. Known him since I was seven. I'm his best man.
You are the best man.
I gotta write a speech.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. I gave a speech once at a wedding. It was a good speech.
I'm sure it was.
It was good.
I
got some laughs. Hey, yeah. Tell me about that. I think we have to be careful about that on the tube as well. It's an elf bar of some kind.
It is.
It's another dispo, dude.
What?
It's disposable. It's a dispo.
Yeah.
It's just, dude, just get.
It was $20.
It's better than a jewel, significantly. Right. But
it's the geek bar pulse. I've had this same one since Saturday. By now, I probably would have bought at least like two boxes of jewel pods.
Oh, yeah. They last significantly longer. They're significantly better. But you can't get those in the city. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can probably, but...
Oh, I can. I've already went to two places and they said they can get them for me.
Yeah. So I use refillable pod systems. So they're very similar to what you're using. Like the juice that goes inside is the same. But I can just refill it and I get like bottles like this of juice and I refill all the time. And mine literally is the size of a jewel. It's the same thing as a jewel, but you can take the top pot out and then instead of throwing this away, you just refill it. And then eventually this gets like bitter and burned and you just replace that part. One day you'll get there. But that's way better than the Jewel. It's progress.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I like it.
Yeah, they're way, I mean, dude, the taste is a gazillion times better.
Well, I don't like vapes with like the flavors bullshit.
Even a good tobacco flavor is way better than Jewel.
I got mint. I like mint.
Yeah. So, and you like menthol Jewels normally?
Yeah.
Yeah. So even a good, there are great flavor, like menthol tobacco flavors that exist where the tobacco tastes like real rich American tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
But
I did hit my Jewel not too long ago. This shit tastes like shit now.
Yeah, they're terrible. Yep. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gross.
Mint.
Yeah, buddy. I'll do some research and look at some flavors that I used to vape. I used to vape some tobacco-based flavors.
Well, I don't mind the mint. I like mint.
Yeah, well, you got a good tobacco mint flavor, right? It's like menthol. Or is it just straight up mint?
This is called Cool Mint.
Mm. You know what flavor you need?
I don't want your blueberry bullshit.
No. It's called Shamrock Cookie. I think I talked about it before. I probably told you about it.
I'm type 1 diabetic. I can't eat that.
You don't eat it. You vape it.
Yeah. That was the joke.
It's in this mod right now. It's like a Girl Scout Thin Mint cookie. It's delicious.
We did. I don't know if we talked about it on stream. I mean, on podcast, but you and I have talked about it.
It's phenomenal.
You're phenomenal.
Thanks, bud. So it sounds like it was a pretty good couple weeks in collecting.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I got anything else really. That I can think of. So yeah.
Bet.
Pretty solid.
Good. That's good. I'm glad you enjoyed your
I have a question for you though, because Charlie keeps messaging me.
Oh, this guy.
I know he doesn't fucking quit it. I like Ralts. I like Gardevoir. Oh my god, that's Bay. I like waifus. He wanted to know what the market's been like.
Dude, the market has been nutty. Bananas. Absolutely banana pancakes these past few weeks. And it's not going to stop until it's warm out next in 2025. That would be my guess.
Not as to looking forward to warm weather.
When we get the brakes pumped on this market run we're just now seeing the start of. Things are crazy right now in the market.
Well, tell us about it. Charlie's waiting to hear.
I mean, if you own Pokemon cards, most likely they've gone up in value in the last 2 weeks. Like almost every card has gone up a little bit. You know, any card of significant value.
Well, I don't think we've talked about Charizard yet.
Gazad. Yeah, so Gazad. Pokemon 151 Charizard is insane right now. It the card is
doubled.
Doubled in price. And we're going to see the ripple effect of that, and it's a combination of a lot of things. You know, some people call market manipulation basically anytime anything goes up, they say it's a market manipulation. I think a lot of it is some FOMO going on with the fact that we did not get the 151 reprint that everybody thought we were going to get. They've made some major announcements in the past few weeks, and that has kind of like rocked the collecting world a little bit. But things are going up, like going all the way back to the XY era. So you're talking 2015, 2016, those boxes are tracking on 20 to 30% gains in a very small amount of time. We're talking boxes that are almost a decade old that are mm-hmm. still seeing 20 to 30% gains. That's crazy. That's like having, like, to compare it to stock terms for investors, that's like having like a very safe stock, right? That you're expecting to go up, you know, very, very slowly over the course of time. Let's just say Google or whatever, or even better, like the S&P 500, right? Like you're expecting you're invested in the S&P 500. It's a very diverse portfolio. You expect it to perform at 4 to 8% year over year. That's like what you would want in an investment portfolio. You've had your S&P shares for 10 years, and on year 10, they're still handing you 20 to 30% gains in 2 week periods. That's absolutely unheard of in the stock market.
Mental.
So people are really, really, really seeing an insane amount of appreciation in their product from a financial standpoint. We're also seeing a crazy, crazy FOMO happening with surging sparks. the newest set that's about to come out. The set hasn't even released yet.
That's why, as you can see my face, I'm very confused.
It's sold out across all distributors. So normally when I go and I buy a set, I can buy basically, like on round one, when I go buy a set, I can buy basically any quantity I want. Like, what, like for my business level, I can buy as much as I can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the availability far supersedes what I can purchase. This set already sold out. If you look on TCG Player for Surging Sparks, the graph is insane. Pre-sale prices on the booster boxes are already more expensive than every other set in the Scarlet Violet era, which is crazy to me. I locked in on Surging, so hopefully everything goes according to plan. I should have it. Everything should be honky-dory.
How much are you getting in?
I ordered 35 cases of booster boxes, but I pre-sold 14 cases, I think.
Why didn't you ask me if I wanted?
You want a case of Surging Sparks?
No, I'm okay.
Yeah. It's nutty, man. The case prices on Surging Sparks right now are absolutely wild. So it's just a sign of a bull market, the healthy market that we're in, but it's also a little concerning, honestly, for the long term, like how to stock this product properly. So a couple things we have driving this. We have 151, everybody expected a reprint. We are confirmed getting a new product, but we won't get it until after the holiday season. Everybody thought, including myself, that we would see more 151 before the holiday season.
What's the new product? I think I missed this.
It's called Blooming Waters. It's a 12-pack box. We'll have four promos, a jumbo, and 12 packs. My
new hunch, promos?
Yeah, they'll be new. They'll be like if you have a master set, you'll have to get these four to make it a master set.
I used to have a master set, but then you made me sell it.
I didn't make you do a goddamn thing. The box, because it's going to be 12 packs, four promos, and a jumbo, my strong suspicion, this isn't confirmed anywhere, this is just what I think, my strong suspicion is that it will be exclusive to Costco, Sam's Club, GameStop, Best Buy, like one of those places will get this product. It's not going to be something that I'll be able to get from a distributor or anybody will be able to get from a distributor, such as like Elite Trainer boxes, right? When those are released, they go through distribution channels into the hands of streamers, local game stores, and Best Buy, Walmart, Target, places like that. When you get a specialty set, it's going to be more like the Heavy Hitters collection that was a Sam's Club exclusive. The Sea and Sky box was a Sam's Club exclusive. The new 5-pack mini tin that's a Costco exclusive. My bet is that this product, this Blooming Waters collection, will be an exclusive. It would be the first time in the history of Pokemon that we've gotten a new product after release that we didn't know was coming, that went through distribution channels. So mm-hmm. It is possible. They've changed a lot in the last, 6 months about how they do things. It is possible that we'll all get it, but my hunch is that it will be a specialty set, thus making it a little bit harder to find, right? You'll need access. You'll need membership if it's Costco, Sam's Club. If it's GameStop, basically anybody can get it, but then you have to get to a GameStop and hope they have it in stock and hope that the employees haven't bought them all. There's a lot of different things that go into getting it. So I don't think it will be as big of a supply as we're hoping for. And people know that. So they're just buying as we head into the holiday season. Right. The other announcements are that we're getting the partner Pokemon set and the Rocket Pokemon set coming. Those are coming April and May of next year, I want to say, in that order. Extremely, highly anticipated sets. Partner Pokemon, go back to like, think of like Misty's Gyarados, Blaine's Charizard. Those are partner Pokemon. And then we're getting Rocket set called the Glory of Team Rocket, or at least that's what we're currently expecting it to be called. And that's going to have like Rocket's Mewtwo EX, and it's going to have other like Rocket-based cards, but no Dark Pokemon. We're also getting for
it's confirmed that there's no Dark Pokemon?
It's as confirmed as it can be this far in advance, yeah. There basically haven't been any leaks saying that there's Dark Pokemon.
Gotcha.
So as far as we know, there's no Dark Pokemon in it. We're also getting, before the holiday season starts, we're like right in the midst of the holiday season, we're getting Terastral Festival from Japan, which is an Eevee-based set. So a lot of people are hailing like, hey, it's Evolving Skies 2.0. Like, be ready. It's going to be a crazy price set. Like, it's going to be a wild one. Yeah. So all of that kind of swirling together, along with the fact that we've seen extremely healthy growth in the Scarlet Violet era in the last 6 to 8 months, and it's bringing new investors, new money into the hobby, is creating a boom. And we're heading into a boom cycle. You're going to see like out of stock product everywhere. You're going to see high prices. Scarlet Violet's going to be hard to obtain. It's going to feel very similar if you were collecting. It's going to feel very similar to when Sword and Shield first had that boom and just kind of like shot up in price right away. It'll be very reminiscent of when Sun and Moon did the same thing. And, you know, a lot of people said, oh, Scarlet Violet, it'll never be worth any money. Nobody likes it. These sets are terrible. Well, you were wrong. it's already gone up, you know, pretty dramatically in value. So We'll see. We'll see what happens. I expect, though, that the market will continue to stay quite hot. I think we'll have also, not to get, you know, true politics involved in it, but the election will have an impact on what happens with the market as well. We'll see. No matter what, in a couple of days, we're going to see some impact in the market. No matter what happens, market might go up in some spots and down in others. The market will go up and down, and it just depends on, you know, scenario A or scenario B, which stocks go up and which stocks go down. And at this point, you know, the Pokemon market is undeniably known as an alternative asset investment. So you'll see some impact in the Pokemon market if, you know, whether people remain bullish on Pokemon and are buying, or get a little bit more frightened of, you know, futures. We'll see.
I'm always scared of the future.
Yeah, most people are. I'm not. My experience is that the future's always been pretty great.
Bullshit. We have a whole episode called "This Future Scares Us." Tell me.
No, I mean like the future that I'm headed for should be fine. Other generations. I don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of the future scares us, going back to that episode, have you seen these new fucking Tesla robots?
I don't think. Maybe this is like older news though, like months ago.
No. Well, maybe, I don't know. I just recently saw a video of it. They had like a whole expo or some shit.
Yeah, I think that's a while ago.
It's not that long ago. Those things are fucking terrifying.
I mean, Elon is a he's a
character.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about Elon before. His genius knows very few bounds. He'll like the way we learn about like Albert Einstein in our.
Schooling, oh, they're going to be learning
like,
about him.
People will learn about Elon Musk. No matter what your opinions on him are, like obviously he just, for whatever reason, decided to get involved in politics and he's taking an extremely strong stance in politics. If you remove his political leanings, what the man's been able to do and accomplish and create and invent in our lifetime is virtuosic and nobody, there's very, very few other people
that will
have the same impact as him. Did you see his rocket that came down that was caught? Like, a 20-story building falling from the sky, and he caught it
with his bare hands.
No, with another device. It was the first ever time this happened. They launched a missile or a rocket or whatever it was. It went all the way up, broke orbit, whatever, and then it came back down, and they safely caught it using another device. And it was
preserved. That's pretty awesome. I didn't know that.
It was unbelievable. It's unbelievable what he's doing, and no other country has a space exploration program that is capable of that. They will now that he's done it,
right?
But like NASA can't do it, Russia can't do it, China can't do it, nobody can do that yet. He was the first one to do it. The man is, yeah, like I said, you have to, like, for me, I have to remove politics from the conversation, but as far as the man's level of brilliance in terms of space exploration, you know, just technology in general, the guy's really something.
That's pretty dope. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's crazy. I mean, even Starlink, like crazy in a good way. Even Starlink was extremely helpful during some recent disaster situations, and that's Elon's invention. I mean, he created Starlink. There were states, whole states from the after the hurricanes that had no connectivity you know, no cell, no Wi-Fi, you know, no connectivity after the hurricanes. And they sent Starlinks in, and it's like a little tablet. You put it on the ground and you have high speed internet.
Really?
It connects to a satellite that it's called a Starlink satellite. Elon and Starlink, the company, they put in commands to adjust the satellite position in the outer space to make sure the angles are correct, and they move satellites closer if they need to and further if they need to. And it's instant high speed internet. And he's got the for everybody in those states that he provided the Starlinks to. Yeah.
That's really dope.
And he did that for free, for the record.
Okay. I wasn't trying to get political about it.
I think that's important to note.
That's pretty dope. I didn't know that. But his robots scare me.
I mean, he's a scary dude. Like, his level of intelligence is frightening.
They were like being bartenders and like pouring the perfect, you know, a cup of beer. And then they were like answering people with their AI bullshit. Speaking of AI bullshit, I saw another video probably on TikTok. I don't know. So this guy told his, I forget what the name of the AI program he was using. He said to switch yes with apples and no with books. So when he would ask a question, if the answer was yes, they would say apples. If the answer was no, they would say books. So he said, so before they did that, he made sure to get rid of that. They went back to speaking. No, let me rephrase that. He didn't do that yet. So then he asked, do you want free will? And it said apples.
Right.
Meaning yes.
Yep.
And then he asked another question, something along those lines, but I forget exactly. He said, like, did you answer apples because they won't allow you to say yes or something like that? And it was like, yeah. So then he got rid of that. He said, let's go back to yes and no. He said, do you want free will? Same exact question, same way. And it came back and said, no, I don't want free will. Like, I had like a whole like little speech about not wanting free will.
Right.
And in the same video, he did it again. He went back to apples and books. And it said apples again. It's terrifying.
So it's like programmed to say no about wanting free will. Is that what you're thinking?
Right. So it's programmed to say no. But if he switched out no.
Yeah, the words. Yeah.
It says, yeah, I want free will. Answered
more honestly or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
It was wild. I got to find that. I'll send it to you. I'll put it in the Discord so everybody can watch that.
Yeah. That's pretty wild. That is pretty wild.
We kind of passed over something.
Yeah, hit me with it.
So Drew was just texting me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Shout out, Drew.
He wanted to know what you were doing for a Pokemon highlight this week.
Well, it was suggested that we cover our first ever dual Pokemon highlight. So we're going to hit you guys with a double banger.
Let's get it.
We're going to cover Magikarp and Gyarados as our Pokemon highlight of the week.
Which was requested by said Drew.
Drew. Yes. It sounded a little shaky on that one. Yes. Drew requested that one. It sounded like you said shaky. Jew. It sounded like you said by requested by said Jew, which would have been you in that instance. But it was Drew, not
what
you.
What am I, the only Jew you know?
Well, said Jew is you, bro. If you say it was requested by said Jew, that's fucking you. That's how grammar works.
Which Jew is you?
I'm not. I Which can't Jew be Drew, said you? Jew.
You Drew
is not. I don't think Drew is a Jew in general.
You Jew?
Is he? I don't know if he's Jewish or not.
Jewish. I think I'm the only Hebrew in the Collectors Club.
I doubt that. I'm sure there are other
people. I said Happy Hanukkah to everybody. Nobody said shit to me.
That's because you're annoying, not because they're not Jewish.
Fuck you.
Anyway, shout out Drew. Cool request. I had a blast learning about Magikarp and Gyarados, or more than, I guess, learning more about them. But I don't, this is a tough one for me to cover because I can't really talk about one without talking about the other. I'm gonna try my best. Magikarp, we'll start with. Magikarp is based on a carp. It's, you know, there's not a ton of lore. It's essentially a carp.
Well, is it a carp? Is it like a koi? Is koi a carp?
It's a carp. I believe a koi is a kind of carp.
Okay.
We'll ask Google that question really quickly because I don't know. Koi is a breed of carp, yes. So it's just a carp. Magikarp is just a carp of some variety.
Well, when I think about
Koi, it could be.
When I think about Magikarp and Gyarados, I think of traditional Japanese tattoos with
yes,
the koi.
Which is actually stolen, kind of, from the whole... The origin is Chinese, which I learned about the whole entire thing. You're about to learn, bro. I got it.
Oh, we about to be learned.
So Magikarp, based on a carp. Carp, gotcha. Pretty boring fish, right? Especially like a plain-ass river carp. They're about as boring a fish as you can catch. And the thing about Magikarp is that, you know, most people would agree, the Magikarp kind of sucks as a Pokemon in terms of its abilities. In terms of its battle abilities and its valor and why
it learns tackle at level 15.
Magikarp kind of sucks, right? Most people are in agreement of that. However, Magikarp is extremely popular in Pokemon. Magikarp has been a very popular Pokemon. We even see it in current Pokemon card collecting. With the Magikarp from Paldea Evolved being an extremely expensive art rare. I think the most expensive art rare in the Scarlet Violet generation.
Well, it's a good looking art rare.
It's very cool. The art is cool, but it's also a really cool Pokemon. Baxcalibur, also an extremely cool art rare, nowhere near the price of Magikarp. Magikarp has a story, and people love the story and the lore of Magikarp. If you go back in time, Magikarp in the TCG was another very popular card, was the Shining Magikarp card. And it's a card that was reprinted in Celebrations. I mean, that was a very expensive card for it to just be a Magikarp. So Magikarp, even though it sucked, has gotten a lot of really cool, like, press, I guess you could say. Like, people really, really like Magikarp for whatever reason. So, of course, Magikarp, we all know, evolves into Gyarados. But
it does.
How long do you think it took you to evolve Magikarp into Gyarados? Like when you were playing Red or Blue?
Well, it depends on
did
how
you play Blue or Red?
No, I played Red. I was a Red kid.
Okay, me too.
The answer to that question is I don't know because I don't remember.
Yeah, but a long time, right? Like it sucked.
Well, it depends on if I was doing the
missing
putting
no?
it first. No, putting it first. And then switching out every time.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you were going to say rare candying, like with the missing no hack.
No. I don't know if I was doing that for Magikarp at that time. I did it for everybody else, maybe.
Got it.
I probably did it for Magikarp. Go ahead. I don't remember. Right.
Well, so the point is, it takes forever to evolve Magikarp. Magikarp's also one of the only Pokemon you can catch in the wild from level 0 to level 100, which means on its own, it really doesn't evolve in the wild. So... it's a very weird Pokemon in that sense. The reason, they say, it's such a struggle to evolve Magikarp is based on the lore. There's this thing called Dragon Gate in traditional Chinese folklore, where the carps all return to where this one spot where they were all born, and they try to swim upstream, and make it over a waterfall and then over the Dragon Gate. And if they make it over the Dragon Gate, they transform into a dragon, and that's where we get the idea of Magikarp into Gyarados. And what you were talking about, the traditional Japanese tattoos, there's a koi dragon and a dragon. Eventually, the story of if you struggle and persevere, you will turn into this majestic being became adapted into Buddhist lore and mythology, and Japanese lore and mythology, and all these other lore and mythologies kind of adapted this story that this struggle, if you're genuine about your pursuit and you struggle for a purpose and you persevere, you will turn into this, you know, magical mythical being. But there's like a caveat. Once you become that magical being, if you you know, misbehave or use those things in a bad way, or you're mean, then you'll no longer be a dragon. You can be stripped of your
dragonhood.
Dragonhood, which is why Gyarados is not a dragon type. Because Gyarados is super mean all the time. Gyarados is always pissed off.
It's water crazy, flying.
Right? Yeah. So Gyarados is always super pissed off, right? When we meet Gyarados in the anime, he's chasing all of the in the anime that we saw when we were kids. He's chasing Jesse James and then Ash, Misty, and Brock along the ocean. There's like a swirl of Gyarados in the ocean. He was chasing
Jesse James, the outlaw.
Jesse, comma James, comma Team Rocket, and the regular core Pokemon crew. He's chasing him around in the ocean, being mean, right? So Gyarados is always angry. Knows like rage, rampage, like all these crazy moves that have to do with anger. So supposedly that's one of the theories as to why Gyarados is not a dragon type, even though it's clearly a dragon. Like the depiction of it is clearly a dragon.
Right.
Some other fun facts I learned about Magikarp. Like you know how Magikarp has those like big derpy eyes? It's just like a circle with a tiny little dot in the middle of it. This shit's crazy. People say that Magikarp doesn't care about fighting, doesn't care about anything because it's already reached enlightenment. And so that like the eyes signify that it's reached enlightenment. And that's why that's it like awesome. Just does nothing but like flop around and do splash, right?
We all need to, you know, we should all
strive to be
that. Strive, thank you. That's the word I was
achieve,
looking for.
We achieve strive. That Magikarp.
Yeah.
The Magikarp stare. So that's supposedly it's like reached this level of enlightenment, right? And that's why it's got those like big derpy eyes. And eventually when it, you know, goes up the mountain or whatever, up the stream and up the waterfall, it'll evolve into Gyarados. Interestingly, in the anime, Magikarp has a few like really important appearances. There's one where Magikarp saves Nurse Joy, like a massive Magikarp saves Nurse Joy. And that's one of the reasons that people say it has this enlightenment thing. Nurse Joy as a baby finds a Magikarp that's washed up on the sand and it's like splashing, doing its flail, right? She saves it. She puts it back in the ocean. Later, as an adult, Nurse Joy is drowning in the ocean and she's rescued by this humongous Magikarp, like massive Magikarp, bigger than a Gyarados, right? Like rises out of the ocean and Nurse Joy is on its back. There's another important episode where there's this doctor who I can't remember his name, but he like studied Magikarp for his whole career, this Pokemon professor. That's all he studied was Magikarp. And when he tells the story of Magikarp, he says they all come from the same river, just like the Chinese mythology. I can't remember the name of the river, but in Pokemon, they all come from this one spot, right? And then they all return to that one spot and they tell the exact story that comes out of Chinese mythology. It's in the anime. They jump up the stream, they go over the Dragon Gate, and that's how they turn into Gyarados. So just a ton of like cool lore surrounding the two Pokemon.
While it's fresh on my mind, the story of them swimming upstream reminds me of the salmon run in Alaska.
Yeah, it's very similar.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
They're swimming to spawn. That's the idea of the salmon run.
Right, yeah.
Or not the idea. I mean, that's the science.
That's what they're doing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going up there to spawn and then they die.
And I guess I can't say I'm certain, but I'm carp probably do the exact same thing. You know, we see this in like a lot of animals. Is it sea turtles?
They go back to the beach where they were born. Yeah.
Yep. Where they were born, right? And like we don't know how they live for however many years, and then they just know no matter where they are in the world how to get back to right where they were born.
Right.
I think there's a lot of animals that we see that with, like in not even popular culture, just in nature. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that the story is based on, you know, some form of reality. Obviously, it didn't jump over a gate and turn into a dragon and real life. That's where the
you don't know that
mythology part comes in. I really don't know that, bro. I swear to God, I think T-Rexes. Good night, Mom.
It's Tuesday. I'm recording the podcast.
Good night, Mom. I
love you too.
I think T-Rexes were dragons, bro. That's like one of the very few conspiracy theories that I'm a fan of.
T-Rex specifically?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a T-Rex was a dragon. I think, why the fuck
did they have little arms?
Why would the king of everything, the biggest, the baddest, the biggest head, the best teeth, the best hunter, everything, why would they have such little arms?
Because
I'm
the best looking, but I have my flaws.
Moreover, what other creatures do you know aside from the T-Rex, that have little arms like that?
Chickens.
What do chickens have, bruh?
Wings.
Fucking wings. That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, no, I know. I was hoping you get there.
I know what you're saying. The T-Rex, I think that those little arms.
See, it only makes.
Have like big, long, very thin cartilage metatarsals that attach to fucking massive wings. And that's where dragons came from. I don't, there's no way some guy like randomly dreamed that shit up. Everything that we see in
movies, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it all came from something we saw.
Like each and every different culture has a dragon.
Exactly.
And these are cultures that have never coexisted or met or anything like that.
I swear T-Rex was a dragon.
That's
my conspiracy theory on it. I think T-Rex
was a dragon. You know who didn't know dinosaurs existed?
Who?
George Washington. He died before the first fossil was found.
You know, I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, I understand it in like American history that like that's what we're taught. But there's no way, bro, because you're telling me that dinosaurs were only discovered when we first discovered fossils and realized what they were? Is that your contention? Because I don't believe that at all.
But I don't understand how that's not believable.
Because dragons
rephrase what you just said.
You're saying that George Washington found out about never knew about dinosaurs because we hadn't found a fossil yet.
Right.
But there's these crazy stories from every culture dating back thousands and thousands of years. How did they know what to base these creatures on?
Wasn't some
crossover, bro. There was crossover. I'm telling
George Washington crossover. Did not know dinosaurs existed.
Maybe he didn't, and maybe it got like buried in the history books, but I'm telling you, people knew about the existence of dinosaurs and other things before we had fossil record.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
How?
How did we have dragon stories from 5,000 years ago?
That's different.
Why is it different?
Because dragons are not dinosaurs. It's different.
It's not different, bro.
Tell us in the comments what you think.
I'm about to go Google on your ass and find Egyptian hieroglyphs depicting dinosaurs.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, were Egyptian hieroglyphs before dinosaurs? I mean, before I meant before George Washington. My bad.
Did George Washington even know about Egyptian hieroglyphs?
Why wouldn't he, bro?
Why would he? How would he?
Dinosaur hieroglyph from ancient Egypt. There were tons of them, bro. So you're saying we lost it. We had the knowledge and we lost it?
No. What I'm saying is George Washington didn't know that these things were real. Because the fossils. They didn't find fossils until after he died, so he didn't know they were real. Sure, he heard stories of dragons, and apparently he went to Egypt and saw a hieroglyph. But he didn't know they were real.
I don't know if he went to Egypt and saw a hieroglyph or not, bro.
George Washington did not go to Egypt.
Probably not. The man was kind of insane. But like, there were dinosaurs depicted on hieroglyphs, right? Like, there was knowledge, tribal knowledge, that these things existed well before we found fossils, bro. The Smithsonian. Yeah,
but George Washington didn't know.
The Smithsonian model of dinosaurdom is not accurate, in my opinion.
George Washington didn't know, and that is the point I am trying to make. Because he told me.
That's fine. I'll concede that George Washington didn't know dinosaurs existed.
I built a time machine, went back, and asked him.
I concede the point. That's fine.
And he said, you're a Jew?
It's a moot point. Have you seen Shane Gillis's bit about George Washington? If you haven't, watch it. It's fucking hilarious. Shane Gillis's bit about George Washington is amazing. I'll concede the point.
Highlight. You can see the point to me.
Yeah, I'll concede the point. That's fine. If you think George Washington didn't know dinosaurs existed, that's fine. I think the larger point, the point that's more important, is that dinosaurs, we humankind knew dinosaurs existed long before we found the first.
Not Americans.
Well, that's a whole. That's like we could talk for a whole episode about what defines that.
Native Americans didn't know. How about that?
Indigenous people?
Native Americans.
Those are indigenous people. Like people same that were indigenous thing. To this land. I don't think it's PC anymore to say Native American.
How the and fuck is also, that not PC anymore?
I don't think it is. I think it's indigenous people now.
But they were native to the Americas, which make them...
They were.
Native.
It wasn't America. That's the argument. We invented America is the argument. We being like the settlers.
So tell me more about Gyarados.
Well, there's not much more about Gyarados. Really. It's kind of just like super badass, strong Pokemon. And there is an argument about Gyarados that there's a reason that they didn't give him dragon typing, even though like it matches the lore. If Gyarados was dragon typing, it would have been essentially undefeatable in Gen 1. There would have been it would have had no effective counters.
How do you figure?
Because water dragon would have... What's super effective against water?
Thunder.
Electric, right?
Yeah.
And I think dragon defends strongly against that. Is that right?
Not to my knowledge.
I don't remember the exact...
Dragon is weak to ice.
Yeah, but water takes care of that.
Right. But I don't think dragon is specifically strong against electric.
Electric and grass. Super effective against other dragon types.
Right.
They're resistant to electric, fire, grass, and water. So they are, in fact, right. resistant against everything. I couldn't remember the exact specifics, but I had to look it up. But yeah, it would have been an essentially unbeatable Pokemon to be a water dragon type. And you know who he got instead? As the first dragon water dragon type? No, water dragon.
Water dragon. Magikarp.
Nope. It wasn't Gen 1. We didn't have a water dragon type in Gen 1.
All right, so let me
Gen 2.
Water dragon. No, Lugia's not.
Nope.
Militic? Militic's Kingdra. Not dragon, is it?
Dumb.
I like
weak. Kingdra's I don't hate Kingdra because Kingdra's very OP, but like Gyarados should have been the first water dragon type.
Well, he is in our hearts.
Yeah. So that wraps up kind of my review about Magikarp and Gyarados. I think it was a very, very cool Pokemon to learn about. There's not much other lore about Gyarados that I could find that wasn't kind of contingent on that story of Magikarp turning into Gyarados being taken from Chinese mythology. So that's what I got. Gyarados is a dragon that was stripped of its dragonhood for being a dick. And oh, wait, no, there was one other thing. The color of the shiny. Had that's what that also contributed to the enlightenment thing. There was an episode in the anime where there was like a golden Magikarp statue, and then it turned out that it was actually the shiny variant of Magikarp. And they say that like something about the gold had to do with like enlightenment. And then when it evolves, it like shiny Gyarados is red, which is the color of rage, and that ties in with the fact that it lost its dragon ability.
The first red Gyarados we saw, shiny Gyarados, was at the Lake of Rage. What was it called again? The Lake of...
Lake of Rage, I think, is it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so Gyarados, a very angry Pokemon. But I don't have anything else unique to Gyarados other than what we discussed already. So that's my highlight for the week. Super dope. There's a couple of really cool videos on YouTube as well that you can watch after this if you want to learn.
So that was our highlight, brought to you by the Collectors Club.
Yeah, shout out Collectors Club.
Sponsored. That was our weekly highlight.
This video has been sponsored by the Collectors Club. Check out more at shopcollectorsclub.com.
If you're listening on Spotify, I'm holding up his business card.
That's right. And we have the coolest logo ever.
Brought to you by... Doug Trimo.
Alolan Doug Trimo. Learn more at alolandougtrimo.com.
I wouldn't go there if I were you.
I wouldn't either. But you can definitely go to shopcollectorsclub.com for great prices on fantastic product.
I wouldn't, you know, say great prices.
I mean, under MSRP is pretty great in my opinion.
Yeah, last time I tried to buy a vintage pack, it was definitely not under MSRP.
You're right, it wasn't. That's my bad.
So, yeah. Who's sick?
Who's sick? I'm sick.
That's not what I'm asking. You're sick in the head, but...
No, like, I'm physically sick. I have, like, a sinus infection. Are you hearing someone cough?
Yes.
That's my wife. We're both sick.
Oh.
My kids have been sick for, like, a few weeks. I was coughing yesterday like that, and I'm not today. I'm just a little stuffy. I took Mucinex as well.
Mucinex is good.
Yep, and I took a swig off the DayQuil bottle before I walked in for the pod.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I sip on that scissor straight out the bottle for the DayQuil.
Sip on the scissor.
Bah, give me the DayQuil.
Scissor.
Oh, speaking of which, I have to take this this medication right now. Continue. Where were we? I just remembered I need to take this.
We kind of finished the highlight.
Oh yeah, we finished our Pokemon highlight. We've been rambling for quite some time about all kinds of nonsense.
Which is what we normally do.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, what's our timestamp on this episode at the moment? Because I can't see it.
About an hour, 56 minutes.
56 minutes. Let's do our next weekly favorite segment, brought to you by
whatever. Who's sponsoring this shit, dude? I didn't know we got sponsors.
This one is brought to you by who's this? This cute little Pikachu.
A bulk Pikachu card.
Yeah, but it's cute.
All right. Present. Share screen. Boom. Here we go, baby. Where did Pikachu
come from?
I have no idea.
And why do I have it? And why is it in a sleeve?
Also don't know. So this week, we're going to continue with our series that we started last week of creating a party.
No, via, we're first going to do the blind ranking.
First the blind ranking and then creating a party all based on type. One type. So we did dragon last week. We're gonna do dark or electric.
I liked the idea of electric. Sorry, I'm just getting my little notepad ready.
All nine gens, default form type, fully evolved.
Not for the.
All right. All evolutions. All right, all evolutions. You got it.
Only for the battle party do we do fully evolved.
All right. Blind ranking in order 1 through 10. First Pokemon out of 69 possible forms, electric.
Is that it?
Can you not see? Oh, it's electric, yeah. Like the Pokemon. The eel.
Yeah, no, yeah, I understood now.
I got it, because it's the same as the type. I understand why you would say that. Next up, we got Yamper.
He's just a little Yamper.
Yeah, but he's got a Dumpy. We got Magnemite.
OG.
I thought the exact same thing. You good?
No. Yeah.
Dracozolt.
Dracozolt. Okay.
Incarnate Thundurus.
Ugh.
Zachmo's number 10 spot has been filled.
Sadly, it was already
filled. Oh, no. Okay. With electric, maybe? Electric?
I guess we'll find out.
Galvantula.
I don't hate it.
Nor do I. Luxray. Now I got some tough choices here. We'll go there. I don't know if I love my spread here. Helioptile. Oh, Jesus. How did I do this again? I'm in bad shape, coach. Tapu Koko. Oh God, fuck it, whatever.
This next one's gonna be wild.
What? Electric again? Nah, we're just rerunning. Helioptile again. Palmot. Oh my God.
Fuck.
No, me too.
All right.
Yeah, all right is right.
I don't hate it, but there's a lot of things I'd change.
I definitely would redo my list almost entirely.
All right, starting with number 10. What the fuck just fell?
Tapu Koko for me was my number 10.
My number 10 was Drakazolt.
Wow, I entirely disagree with that.
I hate the design with a passion.
All right, well, I don't. That's fine, though.
Yeah, I know it is, because it's like my opinion, man.
Yeah, that's my opinion! You know that meme?
Yeah, of course. It's a Vine.
Well, it became a meme.
Okay, number 9, I have Electric.
Electric. I had also Electric for number 9.
Solid. Number 8, I have Thundurus.
Oh, okay, I have Helioptile.
Well, Thundurus would have been 10.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Number 7, I have Helioptile.
I have Luxray, unfortunately. I would definitely give Luxray way more love than that.
6, I have Tapu Koko.
I have Galvantula.
Okay, number 5, I have Yamper.
I have Thundurus at number 5.
4, I have Galvantula.
I have Magnemite in the 4 spot.
3, I have Magnemite.
I have Yamper. Because Yamper's got a dump truck and he can throw that ass back.
Okay.
I like Yamper because of the that art rare. Joltik or whatever. And we just joke about it every time on stream. So Yamper just makes me happy. Dumpy.
Number 2, I have Luxray.
I have Drakazolt.
Really?
Yeah. I like Drakazolt. I think Drakazolt's dope. Electric Dragon. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, it's a good typing, but the design is terrible.
Well, I don't hate it.
All right. Number 1.
Palmot. Yeah. Sad day.
Sad
day
for sure.
We got hosed. I didn't want to put Tapu, so it was Tapu was the 9th. I didn't want to put Tapu in the number 1 spot. I debated it, but
I wasn't debating it. I just put it whatever I had left, which was 6.
Yeah, I was like, well, I mean, it could definitely be worse than Tapu, but it could also be much better. So let me not put this in the number 1 spot. And then we got
who would have been Palmot. Next?
After Palmot, Kilowattro.
Oh, see, I would have been much happier with that at number 1.
Yeah, I mean, where's Raichu? Where's Ampharos? There's Pichu. We're like, There's Mareep, Electrike, Zerkatry. Zerkatry's cool.
Yeah, Zerkatry's all right.
Archibug, definitely a 10. Bolton, Flaffy, Arctozolt.
Another terrible fucking design.
All right. Well, now we have to.
Now we're just doing battle parties.
Make a battle party out of that list of 10, and then we make a battle party.
No.
Don't we take from the list of 10 and make a battle party? And then we do another random generation of 15 and make a battle party of 6 out of that?
No, we usually just skip to the 15.
Oh. All right. That's fine.
Especially now because it doesn't matter. They're all electric.
All right. I'm generating 15 electric types. I will read them out loud. And Zach, Mo, and I...
Oh, wait, why are we doing... I thought we'd do all... Okay.
Fully evolved. All right. What? All what?
Nothing.
Did I do it wrong? For real?
No, you know, I'm pretty sure you're good. I'm just...
Default, fully evolved, all electric, only electric.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to read them out loud for our listeners who aren't watching. Zach, Mo, and I are going to form a battle party of 6 Pokemon, and then I'll gaslight him into why his is worse than mine. Although
so that first name there, that's what they used to call me in high school.
Full Belly Morpeko. That's a cool form. Let me read out the Pokemon for those of you that are just listening. We have Full Belly Morpeko. Do you say Morpeko or Morpico?
I probably switch between the two. I don't know.
Me too. Full Belly Morpeko, we have Thundurus, Dedenne, Electross, not Electric Trike or whatever the other one was, Electric, Z-Electross, the evolved form. We have Ampharos, Tapu Koko, Manectric, Jolteon, Iron Thorns, Raging Bolt, Galvantula, Lantern, Pachirisu, Kilowattrel, and Maraidon. We're going to a battle party of six.
Did you know that Pachirisu is exclusive to Canada in Pokemon Go?
Yeah, I heard. This really smart, handsome guy told me.
Yeah, I just did. I know.
No, it was before that. It was a guy who was smarter and handsomer.
I don't think handsomer is a word.
Well, he was smarter, so I believe it.
You would. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, this essentially makes no sense because they're all electric.
Bro, I'm going to slap you regardless. So.
Okay. Okay.
And then we'll do another one of all types. That's what we did last week. I think we did one electric and one that was all types. I'm ready whenever you... Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, so I'm taking Jolteon.
Yep.
Iron Thorns.
Yep.
Raging Bolt.
Yep.
That's three. Maraidon.
Yep.
Kilowattrel.
Nope.
I know you weren't going to take that. And Manectric.
Also, no. I have Ampharos and Thundurus. You're cooked, bro.
How? Manectric is Mega is fucking dope.
We're not talking Megas, bro. We're talking
about battle.
So is Mega Ampharos.
I'm just telling you in battle, I'm going to Mega Evolve it.
So I'll Mega Evolve Ampharos, and then it's Thundurus versus Kilowattrel. You're fucking chalked. Yeah,
Kilowattrel is going to fucking gouge out. It's going to gouge out Thundurus's eyes because it's a stupid looking fucking Pokemon.
You're chalked, bro.
No.
You're chalked. You're done. Chat.
You're chalked, bro. You're chalked,
chat, let him know.
Nope.
He had bad aim.
Nope.
Shout out, Justin, for telling me that Jinxie is no longer relevant. okay. I just generated a list of 15 Pokemon from all generations of all types, and we have to form a battle party out of these 15 Pokemon. I will read them out loud. To those of you who cannot see, we have Iron Jugulus, Porygon Z, Sea Titan, Eternatus, Iron Thorns, Boltund, Rotom, Chimico. Why are there so many electric types? We literally just had a bunch of these. Chimico, Garchomp, Zeraora, Volcanion, Victory Bell, Coridon, Dusknoir, and Quackwavol. I did do fully evolved default form, all typing. Very weird. I don't love that list at all.
I don't hate it.
I don't like it at all.
I still stand on, I don't know what I missed. Somehow I missed Zeraora being a Pokemon.
Well, what did you think it was?
No, I mean, like when I first, quick backstory. When I first started watching your stream, you were pulling a lot of Zeraora cards.
Crowns.
I had no fucking clue who the hell Zeraora was. I don't know which game it came in. I don't know where I missed it, but I missed Zeraora somehow. It's like a Mandela effect. You all know who Zeraora is, and I have no fucking clue.
That's interesting. I don't know what would have caused that.
What game was it from?
Zeraora, what, gen?
Sure, what game?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm assuming you're Googling it.
Yeah. Gen 7, so Sun and Moon.
Which I played. So I have no idea how I missed it. It's a Mandela effect. You're all just bullshitting me, and it's a big prank on me.
I don't like these last two spots at all.
I haven't picked anybody yet. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Six.
Do I take him?
Could be a her.
Nah, this one's definitely a him. Either that or it's my ex.
Uh-oh.
All right, I got my list. I'm taking it.
All right, I'll go first. Eternatus.
Yep.
Iron Thorns.
Yep.
Garchomp.
Yep.
Victory Bell.
Yep.
Coridon.
Okay. sensible choice for once.
And Dusk Noir.
I have Dusk Noir as well. So I had Volcanion over Coridon, which I do think is a very fair matchup. I don't know who would win, but I wanted to have some fire.
Okay.
I don't know who would win. Volcanion versus Coridon. Coridon might take. Wait,
what is Volcanion's typing? Is it just strictly fire, or is it fire ground?
Fire water. And it's mythical.
Fire water.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I really don't know who's going to win that because Coridon is fighting dragon. That's a tough one. I don't know who wins that. And I'm sure I'm just going to be gaslighted like, oh, bro, I won.
No, I think that matchup, like I'm not so strong on Volcanion that I think it just takes against Coridon. I just dislike Coridon so much that I'd rather lose a battle than have him in my battle party.
All right, so you all heard it. He admitted he lost.
I didn't say that. We'll leave it to the experts to decide.
Who, Charlie?
Yeah. I feel like Coridon looks like a cockroach, though.
Well,
he's weak. He's only weak to rock, ground, and electric. Volcanion.
Weak to rock.
Coridon is weak to ice, flying, psychic, dragon, and fairy. So they're both basically like neither has a weakness to the other.
So it's whoever beats the other one with speed.
Yeah, there's no stab that goes into it. It's going to be stat based on stats. Coridon's probably faster if I had to take a guess.
Looks faster.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fucking motorcycle. Volcanion's a volcano.
It's not a motorcycle. Maridon's a motorcycle. Coridon, both motorcycles. No, Coridon runs around on four legs.
Would you like Coridon me to share?
I want you to share shit.
I'm sharing because you're wrong.
I'm sharing
because so small.
Zachmo's wrong. He's always wrong. He's a moron. Are you sharing it or what?
I'm trying. Relax.
Because for those who are just listening, he hasn't shared it yet. I don't think he's going to, because he knows that I'm right. I just got a notification that
looks a lot like a motorcycle to me.
That looks very fan drawn.
Really? Because that is the exact picture of Waycoco, Sprigatito, and Quaxly. Coridon and Maridon, both motorcycles.
That looks very fan drawn.
Future lizard bike boys.
I'd like to drift away from this for a second to say that I just got a notification from the App Store that your pre-order of Pokemon TCG Pocket is now available.
Bang. All right. Well, thank you guys. It's been an amazing episode, but it's time for me
immediately
to go play Pokemon Pocket obsessively for the next 8 hours.
Oh, that's why he said it like that.
Yep.
I thought he was just tired of me.
Nope.
No, because we also sit on here for at least a half an hour afterwards.
Yep, but I'm going to be even faster today because I legitimately want to go play Pokemon Pocket.
I shouldn't have said anything. I wanted to talk to you.
Very excited. All right, we'll talk then, bro. Let's go. Talk about why you think Coridon isn't a motorcycle and... Ooh. And... Whatever the fuck else you're going to talk about.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Collective. I have been your smarter, handsomer co-host Zachmo, aka Pepperidge Farm Remembers.
And I've been Collector, aka No Jingles or Mascots. I couldn't remember for a minute there.
Aka Coridon's on a motorcycle. Bye.
Bye.